American Senator John McCain has chosen to discontinue his medical treatment for brain cancer. The family of the Republican Party's 2008 presidential nominee and former prisoner of war announced the decision Friday. They said, with his usual strength of will, he has now chosen to discontinue medical treatment. His wife, Cindy, posted a message on Twitter. "I love my husband with all of my heart. God bless everyone who has cared for my husband along this journey." In July 2017, doctors found the cancerous growth and operated on McCain. 2 weeks later, McCain returned to the Senate floor. He cast the deciding vote against a Republican measure to end the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. Republican President Donald Trump criticized that decision. He and McCain have had long-standing disagreements. During his campaign, Trump also questioned the senator's public image as a war hero, saying of McCain's past, "I like people who weren't captured." McCain flew for the Navy. His plane was shot down during the war in Vietnam. He was imprisoned, kept in isolation, and tortured by the North Vietnamese. He refused to give the North Vietnamese any military information. McCain was finally released after the ceasefire, along with other American prisoners of war, on March 14, 1973. McCain retired from the Navy. He has served in Congress representing Arizona since 1982. He has been absent because of his medical condition since December. The 81-year-old McCain has 7 children, 4 with his wife Cindy Hensley, and 3 from his first marriage to Carol Shep. After the announcement Friday, former Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman said, "Becoming John McCain's friend has been one of the great blessings of my life. Today, I am praying for him and his family." I'm Brian Lynn.